Welcome to the Notorious MMA Podcast, live from London, England, UFC 212, coming from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, Jose Aldo versus Max Holloway for the featherweight UFC Championship.
We couldn't find Aldo, so I started calling him Waldo, Jose Waldo, hashtag Jose Waldo, and tell him, meet me, let's get the real one, let's go Canada, I love your wife, let's do the damn thing.
But first, we are going to break down UFC Stockholm from last week, Gustafsson versus Glover Teixeira. I'm with Leo on my left, Alan on my right, and we're going to break this one down.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
I mean, main event of the card, the homeboy came through strong. I mean, those uppercuts, you know, he showed us a few uppercuts there. How many did he show us, Leo?
Oh my God, that was like a video game finish when you saw the end of that fight. Three uppercuts we saw altogether there, followed by a massive hook. Should be getting a title fight soon, or do you think it's too soon? Or
I think it's too soon. Obviously, with Rumble leaving, it's like there isn't really a fight set up for him next. So
he fights the widow of Corvier Jones, I would have thought.
Do you think he's there?
Well, he nearly beat John Jones before and had a great five-round war with Cormier.
True.
But it's just possible. I mean, it's hard to say who else would win, who would fight the winner of that fight, you know?
Other than Jimmy Manua, who are you thinking about?
Yeah,
it's pretty much else, it.
Yeah, so it's got to be Gustafsson.
Yeah, I mean, he beat Jimmy Manua, so...
Rumble was the other guy, now he's gone, like you said.
Yeah.
Well, the other one is Francis Ngu, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
He's like heavyweight, isn't he?
Yeah,
so he's in line.
Yeah, I would probably put Gustafsson at the top personally. I think looking at all those fighters, I can't think of anyone. Well, obviously it depends how John Jones plays out, if that even goes ahead, you know, knowing what happened the last few fights. But I mean, that's why Jimmy Manua is on the same card to fill in for him in case he doesn't.
And also, right? We can think about if Corbier beats Jones in for the sake of a trilogy, it could go to a third fight because of that if Cormier won.
Yeah, could do, and it depends how close it is, if he wins convincingly, if he destroys him, you know, anything could happen.
I saw something on Instagram today and he said, I'm spending the Swedish summer with my family away, so I'm going to take a little bit of time off, but he's going to be back. But he's basically saying I might have a couple of months or, you know, maybe 2-3 months maybe off.
Yeah.
Knowing how it's all playing out, this whole light heavyweight division as well, there's room there for 2 months off.
After you've just gone to war with Teixeira for a long battle like that, you deserve it, I think. But we'll see what happens. I wouldn't mind seeing him fight DC again if he wins, or against John Jones. I think everyone would love to see. That would be the money fight, really. John Jones against Gustafsson too, you know. That was the one.
And he's going to get married now, isn't he?
That's
why he's saying he wants to spend time, because he's got to go on honeymoon and have a couple of months, maybe a couple of weeks or something.
Has any other fighter done that before, proposed in the ring like that?
I believe he has one other thing to say. If we could just have a moment, ladies and gentlemen.
Can I just give me a moment? Can I ask my girlfriend Mua comes up to the cage? I love you, and thanks for having a kid or baby. I love you with all my heart. And do you want to marry me?
Beautiful fiance, make some noise.
I can't think of any.
But not in that way, though. Not that, proper yeah. like that. That was proper on the microphone. Mm.
Yeah.
Not sure.
In his home country and everything. That was pretty funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the co-main event of USC Stockholm, we saw a vicious early knockout from Volkan Uzdemir.
Yeah. That was impressive.
And now he's lined up to fight Jimmy Manua at UFC 214.
Our boy Jimmy.
You know, and that's in Anaheim, California. So that's ranked number 3, Jimmy, versus ranked number 5, Uzdemir. Mm. Really, you could see him ranked number 4 after that last knockout, possibly.
Yeah, he's got everything to gain.
I think Jimmy Rumble was the ranked number 4 or whatever.
Mm.
Now he's gone. And, you know, Jimmy won his last fight against Anderson, UFC London, great knockout, round one. It was pretty quick as well, actually. It was maybe a minute or 30 seconds or something quite quick, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
It was very quick, Jimmy versus Anderson. Mm. It was about 30-something seconds, but this one was half the amount. It was about 15 seconds, wasn't it?
Mm. Yeah, it was ridiculously fast. I mean, the way he caught the guy, you know, I think it was the first punch he threw.
Mm.
And he clipped him right in the back of the ear. It was a weird knockout. It was almost yeah. like he went down on his own power just from missing punches and then got knocked down, you know. But impressive, man. Fucking hell, he must have some power in those hands.
Yeah.
And, you know, him fighting Jimmy is one hell of a fight, man. Two people who can knock you out with, you know, a little hook or, you know, almost a jab, like, you know, without any gloves on. They fucking hit hard, these guys. So it's a scary fight for both fighters.
Mm. Well, I think Jimmy's like a stand-up southpaw, isn't he? But, you know, Volkan's orthodox. So we got two stars of boxing. If you actually think of it as a boxing match, really, you should think of it like that. These guys are just really knockout guys. They like it and they seem it. Jimmy's ground game and stuff hasn't like been too tested like too much, and he's looked good. And same with Volkan, he just keeps knocking out guys. His last few fights are knockouts.
Yeah, well, I doubt Jimmy's got much of a ground game, but he's learnt to defend it for sure. That's why he went to train with Gustafsson and learn to do what he does.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think hopefully that's had a great effect on Jimmy's game. It looks like it did in the last fight. If he carries on doing that, then he'll be a title contender again in no time.
And it might not even be an issue in this next fight anyway. It seems set for a knockout. But that's UFC 214. But for now, we're going to break down UFC 212. So we'll start with the main event. It's too tempting.
What a
lot of trash talk has gone into this, a lot of hype. They're both interim champs right now. Max is...
Aldo is the full champ.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they made the interim belt for Max Holloway.
They made the interim belt.
It just feels funny at the moment, doesn't it? It feels like there's interim belts all over the place. So you couldn't be excused for thinking that.
I was going to say, I kind of feel like McGregor now. Like, I would respond, well, come on now, let's think about it. I mean, McGregor is really the champ. And Max and Aldo are the interims almost, you know. Realistically, the champ has not lost at that weight division, yeah. But, you know, that's for another day. But in this fight... I mean, they're both looking good from their last fights. Aldo beating Edgar, looking very good. Didn't get the knockout, but decision, strong one. It was quite dominant. And Max Holloway is on a 10-fight win streak.
He's on a tear.
Yeah.
Absolute tear, as we say on the podcast. But, he hasn't lost since McGregor, still. It's so impressive. He's beaten the who's who of the division, apart from McGregor,
knocking out Pettis in style in his last fight.
And because he's knocked out those guys and done well, he's actually fought a lot of times. I was looking it up earlier. He's got the most featherweight appearances ever, 16.
Mm-hmm.
16 wins or 16 appearances.
Yeah, no doubt his work ethic is strong, man. This guy's gone through everyone, given everyone a battle.
Yeah.
And now it's just down to Aldo. It's the last one left, you know, for him, really, that division. So we'll see what happens with that. I mean, what do you think? How do you see this one playing out, Al?
Well, I just feel Holloway is just on such a run. Like, you know, ever since he lost to McGregor, he's just got better and better, I thought. And I think he's the younger fighter, obviously, and... he's just going to bring a storm to Jose Aldo. Like, it's a real fun fight. They're both stand-up fighters.
Yeah.
I just feel like he's got a bit more height and reach. and a bit more oomph about him, like, coming in.
He's definitely got a lot more momentum coming into this fight. You know, Aldo had the hiccup with McGregor, but besides that, before that, he was unstoppable.
Of course, yeah.
So both these guys have lost to McGregor.
We have to kind of
and they need to see who's ready to fight McGregor next, I guess. You know, maybe if they're lucky and they can speech up. The problem, I think, with these two is that they don't really have that showmanship that McGregor has to make that fight happen. Maybe Aldo, there was a lot of build-up leading up to that fight, but he got stopped so quick it kind of shut it down a little bit.
And that was all McGregor building it up.
And that was all McGregor, So, I don't know, one of these guys would have to do something really impressive in this fight. I'm thinking more Max Holloway is the one to pull it off, because Aldo's very reserved. He likes to play out to the end of the rounds.
And that's how I feel, He's been, like, that win against Edgar was kind of riding out a decision. Like, he wasn't really going for it, I felt.
It seems like he's still doing that, and, you know, it's rare to see him do the big knockouts anymore. Whereas Holloway's all over that, and I think that's what gives him the edge in this fight for me.
He's going to make Aldo fight, like, every minute of that fight. Like, you know, he's going to be all over him.
Yeah, his confidence must be higher than Aldo's, I'd say. I'd say he's a more confident fighter. But
he's the one who's been calling him out, calling him Jose Waldo.
Like, that was great. Great line.
Like, he's definitely up for this.
If Aldo wins, it builds up that hype. We all wanted to see more from that McGregor Aldo fight. Yeah. When 13 seconds, we know Aldo's capable of bringing someone into at least a little bit of a war. So, you know, if he beats Max Holloway, he's sitting there as the champ. Beat Edgar, who McGregor was respecting for a long while and was saying, look, Frankie's a good guy, I haven't fought him yet, but he's someone I watch out for. Other than that, he sort of disrespected everyone else. Max Holloway gave him one of his toughest fights. You know, McGregor actually hurt his knee, and he still went and got the decision and was really dominant. But Max was quite young then when he fought him. He's way more older, experienced, more training behind him. He was so young, he only had a few years training. The other guys, they've been training for years and years, so they have got a slight advantage. And so a young guy with talent, he performed well. We knew he was going to come back, and look how he has come back. So yeah, of course, anything could happen in this fight, and it's massive for both of them. Yeah, it's massive.
And what do you think of the home advantage as well? Aldo's got in Brazil. He does have in Rio. He's got the crowd behind him. They're going to be cheering him on. He's going to be fired up, and he's going to be like, I don't want to lose this fucking fight.
That's so true.
But maybe that's too much pressure.
It can work. Yeah. And Max likes that. He wants the whole world watching. He's that good.
Yeah, and I think Aldo performs at his best in Brazil. You know, I feel like he kind of like rises to the occasion.
He's got his whole camp there, all his people.
It's always such a good atmosphere.
Yeah, the Brazilian atmosphere is one of the best atmospheres you see at fight events, I think. You never hear a louder crowd than you do in Brazil. The only place I could think that beats it is maybe Ireland.
Yeah, apart and they from support that, every fighter. Yeah, like, you know,
where they go fucking nuts out in Ireland. But Brazil as well, they got the chance.
Yeah.
They might be the loudest, biggest events out there, man. So a lot of the fighters are really up for it in Brazil. I noticed that there's a fiery atmosphere. It must be the hot weather. I don't know what it is. There must be the hot ladies everywhere you want to impress. I don't know.
The history of fighting in Brazil. The history of it, you know.
Yeah.
It's a big test for Holloway coming there and beating the king in Brazil. I'm sure he's probably
one hell of a challenge.
He's probably never lost in Brazil. He only lost to Conor, so it's going to be a sick fight. So yeah, I really can't wait for this one.
The co-main event is another Brazilian. Claudia Gadea versus Carolina Kowalkiewicz. This is going to be a feisty fight for sure.
I always said that I won't fight with the best, so it was one of my small dreams to fight with Claudia.
Beautiful takedown by Claudia. Timed it perfectly.
I love to fight Carolina because she's the number two and I'm the number one, and we're going to get in there and throw down like crazy.
And she's coming out with fire again. Kowalkiewicz starting to pour it on now.
Carolina Kowalkiewicz versus Claudia Gadelha is a fight between two women with incredible records who both have only lost close fights to one woman, the extremely dominant champion, Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
Oh, she gets tagged! She gets tagged hard! Kowalkiewicz moving forward!
I was very, very close to win with Joanna, but I know one day I beat her.
By far the most damage we have ever seen the champion take. Oh, big elbow from Gedalia! Edge of your seat action as expected so far.
I think I am a very bad fight for Carolina because she's a striker, she's a Muay Thai fighter. The wrestling and my jiu-jitsu, it's going to be a big problem for Carolina.
Again, another Brazilian, and you know, two people who have just lost to Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
Yeah.
And other than that, they've looked pretty good. So we're expecting a slugfest here. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, Gedalia, you know, rebounded with the win recently, got a decision. But again, she's at home in Brazil, and if she wants another crack at the title, she has to beat Carolina. I think it's a real good number one contenders fight, really.
Yeah.
Like, Rose is probably going to get the next crack at the title, but meanwhile, these two will fight for next dibs. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yes, it's another good fight. I feel it could go the distance with these two. They're both pretty scrappy, but I think it's, yeah, Gedalia's trying to get it to the ground, I'd say, would be her best bet, and Carolina.
That's the way. She's clearly got the wrestling advantage in this one. You know, here we're looking at, you know, Carolina, who's got the you know, stand-up advantage by far, I'd say. She gave JJ a real run for her money in that last fight. I think that was the closest we've seen JJ to losing.
It was.
And Gedalia gave her a good fight.
Gedalia was the next one who was really close as well, and they've had two fights with JJ, but JJ's beaten her twice. The first fight I think was even close, but they were both pretty close. So it really is a night of number one, who's going to be the number one contender in both these main co-main and co-main events, you know. The the first fight they both lost to McGregor, and this one they've both lost to JJ. So it's, you know, who's going to be next for that fight, basically. I think you know, they're both great fighters, and it's really hard to call, to be honest. One's got the stand-up, one's got the ground game. But who can pull it off at the end of the night? I think Gedalia, she's looked pretty good recently. She's got, I feel like she's got a little bit more experience. She's been in more situations that might play advantage, and also home advantage as well in Brazil again. So that could be the thing there. But yeah, you know, these Polish fighters, they're fucking good, man. And I it's hard to question that at the moment, especially with JJ dominating the scene.
So it'd be interesting to see Carolina in that atmosphere. Cause she's like so calm, innit? She's always just chilling on the cage, like, before the fight starts. So it'd be interesting to see her with that rowdy crowd, like, if it gets to her or anything. But obviously, you know, they both want to make up for that big loss, and you know, show that they're not just like another contender. They want to be next in line, so should be good.
Yeah.
So next fight, we've got the legend himself in his final fight.
The phenom
in his home country of Brazil, Vitor Belfort, and he's picked a right fighter to come up against Nate the Great Marquardt.
The gatekeeper Marquardt.
I mean, yeah, like I said, the gatekeeper of all gatekeepers, I feel like Nate Marquardt is. He's real hit and miss.
Just he's so up and down, isn't he? I mean, he lost to Smiling Sam in his last fight. I mean, hats off to Smiling Sam. He is a good fighter. He's got a good punch in him, but he's one of those up-and-coming fighters still. And that kind of says it for me a little bit in that fight. You know, you wouldn't really expect that, but fair enough, Sam is a good fighter, and he's a new type of fighter. But Vitor Belfort, you know, I think for me, this should be comfortable for him. It's his retirement fight.
It's a guy who's just going to stand up with him.
It kind of feels like this fight was made for him.
A little bit. But I actually worry about him in this fight, because they both have a lot of power, especially in the first round.
Yeah.
And I think maybe Nate still has that wrestling to take it down if he wanted. And, you know, Vitor has not looked good on his back in any fight.
Ooh, the last terrible, five, 10 really years. Bad, yeah.
So ever since John Jones, I felt he did all right in the John Jones fight, which sort of nearly got him in that armbar. Like,
yeah.
You know, he was still a threat the whole fight.
Yeah.
But since then, it's like, if he can't knock you out, then he's done for. Like,
yeah. And one thing that kind of stood out to me is that since the drug testing has gotten a lot stricter, we have seen a downward slope in Vitor's performance in a big way. And you can see how more much more tired he's getting, and smaller. Even this as a retirement fight, you'd expect him to pick something a little bit more exciting, to be honest. I mean, it is a good fight, but it's not the best fight he could have picked.
But I feel it's kind of at his level now. It's kind of,
that's a good one for Brazil. Take a guy like Nate Marquardt, you should be able to give him at least a good fight. So that's kind of where Dana's set up a legendary fight for him. Give him a chance, so you're not putting him in someone too good. So it's helped him in that way.
Make it a fun fight,
But like you said, you also think that when he was, you know, obviously on the drugs and stuff, that his damage, like, he could take more punches while he was like that as well. But now when he gets rocked, he's rocked.
That sheer energy he had before, you know, in the old days when he was young and he had that spring and he used to corner people and throw a million punches and knock them out. And or like that spinning kick knockout he did on Luke Rockhold, you know, that was amazing. Like, that was his best knockout, amazing, probably.
Yeah, and that was pure technique. I wouldn't even blame that on drugs. And that drugs. Was really good. The power behind
so fired up in
those the power behind the kick was from the drugs, but the technique was,
of course, but he just looked like 10 years younger when he was on it, like the TRT or
to whatever. Push Rockhold to a pace that even Rockhold was feeling it a little bit.
He was on a run.
I mean, respect to Belfort, though. He's been probably the longest running fighter in there. Probably
he's fought everyone. Like, even his losses have been against,
I think,
top
he started when he was around 19.
He was there early. About 19, really early.
I mean, he always looked old for his age. I thought at 19 he looked like a big bulky guy, but he's kept it running for a long, long time, and pure respect
always gives
to that.
Us a good fight. Always gives us all,
there's a lot of memory, so it'd be sad to see him go, but it probably is time. He's 40 now.
This is the way to do it on a victory.
If he can win well in Brazil, that's probably enough for him. He's probably not going to get another title.
Well, they might give him another fight in Brazil line. Just keep him as a Brazilian.
That's the thing. It's hard to take MMA retirement seriously and fighters retirement seriously, to be honest. So anyone can come back at some point if they have the right fight.
Even BJ Penn came back recently.
How do you turn down the offer of, I know you didn't want to fight if we were fighting in California or here, it didn't really mean much to you. But how about you're on the main card of a fight in Rio and you're from Brazil, or if you're from London and you get to fight UFC London, it's like, that's a big incentive to come out of retirement if you get an offer like that. So Vitor's one of those guys that you just, I don't know, he looks obviously like he really wants to add another couple of knockouts to his record.
I think it plays out on this fight as well. If he loses this, then he'll probably be happy not to fight soon. But if he wins, it's fucking hard not to fight again, I'd say.
It is, I trust him. Like, you know, it has looked like his last one for a few fights. So.
And they say the best thing for a fight is once you've got those thoughts in your head, you should retire.
When you're going to retire, I don't know, man. I'm looking to keep fighting. Creating the Legend League in UFC, that would be awesome. I mean, maybe me and Chuck rematch.
So, if he doesn't, then it's very risky because he's having doubts in his head. He's not as confident as he was.
Yeah. But we all want Chuck Liddell to come back from retirement, and that's what's come out.
No, I don't know.
That's what's come out recently.
Obviously, if he came back at the top of his game, but he's not anymore.
No, but you come back and fight a guy like Nate. Who's going to win, Chuck Liddell or Nate Marquardt?
Well, I don't know, to be honest. That's a risky one to ask, and I don't want to answer that.
How could you not go with Chuck in that fight? I mean, he's
obviously
Chuck,
I want Chuck, but
he's got
the way he was going down in those last few fights was too much.
But look at the guys, it was those quite top guys at that time.
Still, it was going down easy, like
it's
a
the
second
same with Vitor, though, yeah. It's like any shot is knocking him out, but again, it is against top guys, but they're such big guys, like, they shouldn't be fighting that low on the cards. It's almost like once you drop out of that top
five, 10, you don't want to see them fighting all these low level fighters,
up and coming guys.
It's a bit sad in its own way, you know.
Then you become a gatekeeper, that's what you don't want. But yeah, let's hope he wins.
You're the source of so much controversy and speculation right now, sir.
Oh, I'm always a source of controversy and speculation.
A lot of people are talking, are you going to come back? What are the odds on this?
Man, I don't know. I'm not really a betting man, so.
You're not a betting man? Let's say yes or no. What do you think?
We'll see.
We'll see. So you're leaving the door open. You are thinking about it.
I'm retired right now, so we'll see.
We'll see. Sounds pretty much like you want to do it. Does it depend on the opponent?
No. My decision wouldn't depend on that.
Do you think we'll see Nick or Nate Diaz fight again?
I hope so. I like watching those guys fight, man. They're both fun to watch.
Fair enough. Well, thank you, sir. I hope we do see you. The pictures of you, like, you're keeping in shape. You look kick-ass.
I'm getting there.
Yeah. And the next fight, another couple of guys here. We've got Paolo Borrachina versus Oluwole Bangbus.
Yeah, so, fairly new fighters to the division, really.
Yeah.
You know, Paolo's only had one fight before this, but he's got a 9-0 record, which is pretty damn strong.
Yeah.
So that is impressive. Well. Yeah.
He got an early knockout.
First round knockout. So that was really good. And then we got Oluwole. He's had a few fights, but he's only won one. He's had three fights.
Yeah.
He lost to Uriah Hall in his first fight. Then he beat Daniel Serafian. But then he lost to Cesar Ferreira. So not a great start for him in the UFC.
No.
But he's got a little bit more experience than Paolo at this stage. So how do we see this going? I mean, for me, I like the new guy. I like Paolo. I think he's come in. He's in his hometown in Brazil. And he's a 9-0. So I think Oluwole, he needs to prove himself and actually go for it in this one and try and knock him out
for himself,
but I think Paolo's going to be more hungry for it. I think he could go for it and do one in this.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, fun fight.
Yeah,
next fight we got another Brazilian, Eric Silva. He's back again versus Yancy Medeiros. And Eric Silva again, he's a bit like Nate Marquardt now. He's a bit hit and miss, but he always gives a fun fight. And at home in Brazil, I'm sure he'll be going for the knockout. He always fights for the knockout.
Yeah.
And Yancy Medeiros, I don't know too much about him, but what do you guys know about
him? Yeah, his last submission was a submission victory. And before that, he come off a couple of losses. He did lose to Dustin Poirier by knockout a few fights ago as well.
Yeah.
But he's fought a couple of good opponents.
He's had a lot of good fights in UFC. You know, always low down on the cards.
A couple of decisions. Up and down. Yeah, one submission in his last fight.
Well, yeah, I think both these guys have got a good ground game. So I think we're going to see a bit of a roll on the ground kind of fight here. We see a lot of jiu-jitsu. You know, high chance of a tap out in this fight, I think. Both of them coming off submission victories. But for me, I like Eric Silva. I think he's a good fighter. He's on home turf, and he can prove himself in this one doing his jiu-jitsu game. So I like the look of Silva. I'd like to see him win this one again.
Yeah, Silva's, you know, fought some good opponents, and you know what you're going to get with him. He's pretty skilled. He's well-rounded.
He's just fun as well. Like, he goes for the knockout.
He looks for the knockout. He gives you a heart. And if he's in the trenches, he really will slug it out with people.
Yeah. He can reverse on the ground. And
he's taken. He can definitely take a few punches. Yeah. And so, yeah, looking forward to that one.
Yeah, but he needs to win this, I think, in his home country.
Yeah, so it's good to have nearly a Brazilian every fight on that card.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. The main card, at least, yeah.
Yeah, the Brazilians love to fight, and we love to watch them fight, so... Yeah. I think it's going to be a great event, guys. I'm looking forward to it. So let's move on to predictions.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, it's prediction time. And UFC 212 predictions by Notorious already. So Jose Aldo versus Max Holloway. The champ goes first.
Always.
Let's hear it, Alan. What have you got?
Well, very tough fight. Again, like we said, talking about Aldo at home, but I just feel Holloway's got too much for him. I feel Holloway's going to stop him in about the third round.
Okay, Holloway round three.
Yeah.
Knockout,
yeah.
Paul?
I think Holloway is going to KO him in round three.
Yeah.
Same.
Wow. Interesting. Okay, so our very own Diaz brothers here have made the same prediction yet again. Okay, well, actually, I'm not far off, okay? Look, we've written all of these predictions down beforehand, and I've actually said the Holloway knockout round four, just a little bit later than you guys.
I think we all agree, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be Holloway there, hopefully with a knockout. Depends which round. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't see him stopping him too early. So
yeah,
3 or 4.
Okay, so the second fight on the card: Claudio Gadella versus Karolina Kowalkiewicz. Alan,
I've gone for Gadella, and I feel she'll get a decision. I feel she'll use her grappling and hold her down, I think. And that's it. Can she get her down? But I feel like she can. She looks quite strong, what I've seen of her recently.
Okay.
So I feel decision Gadella.
Okay. Fair enough. Yep. Paul?
I've got to go with my Polish girl, Karolina. Decision.
Karolina decision?
Yeah. Close, yeah. Tough fight. Picking decision.
I've got to agree with you. I think in that division, most of the fights tend to go to decision.
It's a 3-round fight.
Yeah. One. It's 5-round, this one. No, it's 3 rounds. It's 3 rounds.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, it's 3 rounds.
No belt on the line in this one.
Okay. So, yeah, I agree with you. Definitely decision for me on that one. Yeah.
For Carolina.
Yeah. Okay. So, third fight on the cards. We've got Belfort versus Nate Marquette.
Mm-hmm.
So, Alan, what's your prediction?
Well, I've gone for Marquardt, just to spoil the party. Man.
No way.
I can't pick Vitor Belfort the way he's looked. I just can't.
Okay.
And I just feel Nate, as soon as it gets a bit rocky, I feel like Nate's going to grab a leg and just take him down. And then he'll realise that's how he can win the fight.
You think with the ground game is going to be the difference?
But it's going to be rocky on the feet at the start. But
okay.
I'm picking Nate by decision, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I've really sided with the hometown boy, the energy from there. And Belfort has never lost a knockout touch, so he definitely has a chance to catch him. So I'm going with Belfort. Round 2 knockout.
Okay. I am going with Belfort. Yeah, I think knockout, but I think he's coming all guns blazing in this one. Knockout round one.
Oh.
It's his retirement fight. He's going to end it with a bang.
5 minutes of madness.
He's definitely going to try.
Yeah.
That's it. I feel it's that round one or he loses. Or he gets knocked out, of course.
Okay. It's his last ounce of energy and he's going to use it in round one.
He is.
Hopefully he doesn't gas out and get tapped out in second or third, like you're saying, Alan, which is a possibility, but... No.
I think
that hometown energy is going to be driving through him and he's going to fucking go crazy. Okay, cool. So, the next fight on the card, we have got Paolo Borrachina versus Alvarale Bangbos.
Mm-hmm.
So, Alan, what are you going for this fight?
I'm going for my boy Paolo. And I don't know too much about him, so I'm going for a decision.
Paolo decision.
Yeah.
Okay. Paul.
Gone with Barrachina. KO round 2.
Jesus.
Round 2. Okay. I'm
specific.
I am going with Paolo and I'm going to say knockout round 2.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a knockout.
Yeah,
he's got a first round knockout, so I'd see this one going a little bit longer to round 2.
It's undefeated guy.
Yeah, undefeated, 9-0. Cool. So last fight that we're going to predict, Eric Silva versus Medeiros.
Mm.
Alan, what's your prediction on this one?
I'm going with Silva. I think it'll be a fun fight as usual, but I think he'll just get the decision. I don't think he'll be able to put him away. And yeah,
okay. It. Silver decision. Mm-hmm. You for the decisions, Paul?
You know, this was in my head as well from the get go. Silver. He can last. So I'm going decision as well. Actually.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. I'm also going with Silver, but I'm going to say submission round 2. I think he's got that jiu-jitsu game. I want to see it.
Hopefully the Brazilians will want to see a submission. Well, we probably see one early on the prelims. A few Brazilians there as well. But could see one in the main event. No.
Yeah, that's it. Cool. So that's the card. And that's our predictions for the event.
Mm.
So I think that's about it from this show. We're going to wrap it up from there.
Yeah.
See you next time.
See you next time. Send us your questions. Like us on Facebook. Share us. Find Odit. Watch us on YouTube. We're there. See you soon.
sou da favela. Tô aqui, sabotagem, tem certos lugares, ligeiro criminalidade, eu tô de pé. Bum, na risco o pescoço, dá desgosto, porque aqui não tem socorro, é impressionante. É tipo Pirituba na Mirante, não sou chinês, às vezes fumei, sou fumante. Um câncer da sul, humildade é minha lei. Aqui, sabotagem não é viagem, o que sei, então vai, vai. Sei que Jesus é a luz, a humildade é que conduz, pra que o rap reproduza o crime. Quem não é creme, eu faço parte também. Cada lugar um lugar, cada lugar uma lei, ok? Só não dever pra ninguém, porém, eu sei. Respeito é pra quem tem, pra quem tem, pra quem tem. Respeito é pra quem tem, pra quem tem.